Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, at about 40 after, in the last hour, I had to go off air. And it wasn't because I was mad at my crew because they couldn't find a 3-minute commercial to play so I could take a break. I was mad because I have all this data on how they're drugging the troops, killing the troops, hurting them. And it makes me angry that they talk all day about how much they love the troops when they actually hate them. And they're using them up like a natural resource. And they're planning to play them off against us in a civil war. And then I've got to articulate all this, and I've got all these documents and articles about how they're giving them cancer injections, how they're letting them die of DU, they're injecting them with viruses that are actually nanotech that reprogram the brain, and then they've got movies out, Bourne Legacy, showing what's real, and then I've got all the government documents that are public. Who knows what is classified? And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And then I know I sound like a crazy person on air to someone who's uninformed. It's a nightmare. And then I'm all set and ready to go. And then I start joking around about the Facebook thing. And then I lose my thoughts and I just get angry. And I'll tell you, it's because I'm like a raccoon that's been put in a cage and thrown into a cow pond to be killed. And the raccoon is up there clawing and scraping and trying to get out. And you can see it under about 6 inches of water, trying to poke its nose out, trying to get to the surface. And you finally see it give up after a while. And I just am so tired of watching people in a zombie state getting poisoned and killed, and little kids that are getting sick and dying of cancer and all the diabetes and all the diseases and all the curses and all the deformities and all the stuff that's happening. And the globalists are bragging how they did it. And I see them arming against us. And it's just, if people knew what I knew and did the research and found out I wasn't making this up, there's no way any of you would put up with this, even if you were cowards. Because a coward would go, wow, we're doomed if we don't resist this. And then I feel guilty just constantly because I'm still a little bit worldly and do still enjoy status and money and things like that. And really, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of money and status because it gives you a little bit of protection. But you know, you rationalize, but you still feel bad, like you're not doing enough. That's why people call up and say, oh, you're doing such a great job. It's like getting punched in the nose, man. Because the callers are so sweet and so good. And it just reminds me of the general public being abused by the New World Order. Every time I look at my youngest daughter, who's so innocent, so full of good, I think about what the globalists are doing to little children. And with the GMO and the vaccines and the fluoride and how they know it. And I think about city councils I've seen on video all over the country laughing at medical doctors that come in and warn them. Those idiot city council people are going to have their wives and husbands and kids die young. But they're so unhuman and dumbed down and like biological android jellyfish. They kind of get into the pageant of their wife or husband or kids dying and the media attention and the balloons and the parties and the race for the cure and everything. And they don't even care. They kind of like being killed. They kind of like their family dying. They're like demonic jellyfish. It's the best way to describe it. They're people who want to be judged and want to be destroyed and want the globalists to fly over with drones and release an engineered human mouse pox so that 98% of them can flop around dying. And then when they do that, if they go to that level, which I know is part of their plan, the survivors will still worship the killers. It'll, even though it's like, yeah, the drone flew over and did it, it won't matter. I mean, it's unbelievable. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
With your calls and some other very important news from InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you just joined us towards the end of the last hour, I went over the numbers of all-time record suicides for the U.S. military across the board. And it's not just soldiers that are in combat. It's across the spectrum. It's contractors, you name it. And it's because when they ask any questions or go get medical checkups, they're pushing all sorts of experimental drugs, mind control drugs, that's in the news, on them, but also serotonin reuptake inhibitors that were developed actually in CIA mind control programs. You can look that up and cause massive psychotic breaks, massive increase in suicide, mass killings. That's on the drug inserts. Eli Lilly covered up that fact in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, when they were getting it approved in 1981. The massive, 15-fold increase in suicide and psychotic activity. It's not a good idea to get people that are combat veterans of 3, 4, 5, 6 tours a drug like that, because they're going to start wanting to kill their family when their wife's getting in their face. So they just, instead of killing their family, they go kill themselves. That's what I've looked at some of the crime files that are online, quite a few. And in most cases, they were under psychiatric care on drugs. And you give somebody a hallucinogen that's a trained killer, it's bad news they're killing themselves. The good news is they're not killing their families or those around them. And so that's what's going on. And let me just explain something here. Earlier I read an article about how the average person does not care about the war and is sick of hearing about the war. That's out of the Associated Press. Americans tune out of Afghan war as fighting rages on. Let's get something straight. These people that run over when they see somebody in a uniform and say, oh, thank you so much for your service and all this, that's something they do that they think the troops want to hear. And some of them do it for good reasons. A lot of them do it just because it makes them feel politically correct and good. But the women winning the volleyball thing, always thanking the troops. Now, I'd be shocked if she said, and let's get, you know, the troops their pensions that were stolen by Prudential. They don't have a new hero. Because if you're actually going to care about somebody, you better actually know what help they need. That's why when I'm in an airport on the street and people come over to guys in uniform, maybe they're new recruits, privates, they like it, but you can see if it's a sergeant or somebody that, you know, that's been in a long time. And the people come over, they're like, oh, thank you. You can tell it's like a punch in the stomach. They don't want to hear how great they are. They've been over there growing opium. They've been over there cleaning up little kids' guts. They've been over there watching people get fragged who speak out against Al-Qaeda being run by the West. They know Pat Tillman was murdered by the government. They don't want you telling them how great they are, okay? Let me just give you a little newsflash, okay? Let me just give you a little newsflash. When they go to the local football game and they're in plain clothes and the principal comes out and talks about them, everybody points at them, using them for a propaganda point because the principal and the coach likes to play like they're Army PSYOP officers and promote the war effort like America is really in a war. America's in a war with globalists that took it over, not against a bunch of jihadis the globalists run. Let me tell you, the troops don't like that, okay? They don't like it. I know them. But let me just get something straight to everybody. The New World Order hates the military, and they hate conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists, and all their manuals show that we broke, that the media admits are real. And the military's depressed training for urban warfare. They're depressed training to put political dissidents in jail. They're depressed training for re-education camps declassified in America. You'd think that'd be big news. 3 months later, it hadn't been in any mainstream news. You think that the media would be forced to cover something like that. So let's get something straight. Our government, for at least 70 years, has tested on our troops and killed them in countless declassified studies. Radiation, biologicals, chems, everything. Again, my dad told the story. He was asking a professor at UT in biology, well, why don't they use pigs and monkeys for these nuclear tests? Why do they use soldiers? And the professor looked at him and said, because soldiers are cheaper than pigs and monkeys. The globalists are bound in one thing. They look at all of us as dumb, pathetic animals, as cattle, as scum, as meat on the table to be eaten. They are a culture across the board. The Chinese elite, the European elite, the North American elite, African elite, Latin American elite, Jewish elite, Japanese elite. They're all the same. They compete with each other over who's the most ruthless. That's what Machiavelli is all about. And when you sit here like a naive child, or people almost think it's a form of hospitality to be chumps. That it's a form of hospitality to be run over, to be abused, to be used. They think it's cute. They think it's cool. They think it's fun because they're delusional. People think that if they imagine something, it's not like what is, but what is public opinion? It's not like what is the right thing to do. It's like what are other people doing? And once you get into that pack mode of like lemmings going off the edge of a cliff, and we're a higher order of life, folks, than lemmings and sheep. I've watched it myself. I'll be going to an airport and opt out of the scanner, and 20 people behind me will opt out. But if I sit there and watch and nobody's opting out, nobody opts out. I mean, that's scary, folks, that you can opt out, then everybody behind you is going to opt out. By the way, they'd have to stop the whole line if everybody opted out. That's why when we were going to have National Opt-Out Day, they shut it down for a week and searched nobody because they didn't want you to see the power you had. Do we have that clip ready? Here's a clip. Is it Bug's Life or Ants? I forget the name. Ants. I mean, they know what they're doing. So let's get this straight. The people running things are eugenicists, which is a scientific amalgamation of basically a psychopathic religion. This is really a religion. That they're the elite God class who will ascend and get all the high tech, and we're animals who are too dumb, and we're going to be killed. That is the heart of the New World Order. That is what the New World Order stands for. That's what the New World Order is. And people are like, oh, just be positive about it. It'll be okay. No, the whole thing is sinister. The whole thing is abusive. The whole thing is evil. Evil, evil, evil people, wicked beyond imagination, are in control. And there's still a lot of good people. We still have our basic morals that torture is wrong, secret arrest is wrong, warrantless wiretapping is wrong. But you notice the system just keeps promoting it like it's good and putting heroes on TV that do it, so that their own minions will then carry it out. It doesn't matter if they commit suicide down the road, because you give them drugs that make them commit suicide. They know what they're doing. They're fully aware of what they're doing. And now they're coming out with nasal sprays with these hardcore chemicals that basically mind wipe the troops. They're giving them amnesics. They're giving them amphetamines. They're giving them everything. And, of course, it's only going to make the suicide worse. But now they're trying to absolutely end free will, and they just roll out and say, you don't expect if they're going to inject you with a virus or even spray it on you. They want people to opt in first to be able to study them. See, they're setting the precedent where they can give us drugs and things that openly kill us, and then nobody gets in trouble. Oh, we gave millions of hemophiliacs a drug that we knew had HIV and hepatitis in it. Big deal, nobody gets in trouble. Oh, big deal. And now they come and go, we got an anti-stress vaccine. You'll never be upset again. Yeah, because you're going to be an emotionalist zombie. But they just report it like it's, oh, well, we got a new shot. You'll never be depressed again. They're already testing this on the troops. I've confirmed it. People are coming home, folks, and they do whatever their wife tells them. They don't have fun at the football game anymore. They're not even human anymore. They just sit there and, Bob, go mow the yard. Yes, ma'am. Bob, stick your hand in the light switch. We're going to go out to break with a clip from Bug's Life. Here it is.
It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
No.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Fight the motivational speaker,
Henry. Let's ride.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll come right back. That's what the TSA groping your daughter and your children's about while they openly run Al-Qaeda. That's what the checkpoints are about. That's what the school zero tolerance is about. That's why they ship drugs in, to destroy you, to dominate you.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Only 2 weeks left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on TGen. You order TGen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. TGen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And for only 2 weeks, when you try TGen, you'll receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a 1-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
There's a new demonization effort out, all part of the larger flipping the script from Al-Qaeda is going to get you, so we've got to take all your rights to. Oh, guess what? This whole Homeland Security architecture was set up for veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, and people that don't like the new global government. That's right, it does exist. After they told us it didn't, and now it does, and now we're going to arrest you if you don't like it. And we're going to shut off your power plants, Agenda 21, and we're going to take over, and we're going to grab your 10-year-olds and teach them how to be perverts in the public schools, and we're going to take your kids for abortions without parental consent and give them vaccines without it, even though that's illegal, because we're the big, fat, criminal government that took over. And now Kurt Nemo has the article, Government Hypes White Supremacist Racial Holy War in Effort to Demonize Veterans. That's right. The veterans are going to start a holy racial war. You saw the last Army report they're giving the troops that the Tea Party is working with Al-Qaeda. Yes, yes. The Tea Party is going to link up with Al-Qaeda. Oh, yes. So you better go after them, police. And then, of course, the Tea Party will start not liking police, and they happen to be gun owners, and so there'll be confrontations, and voila! See, I told you when all this was being planned in secret, this was coming. I said they would say, Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. I told you that 4 years ago. The Tea Party first started. And you now see it. Mainstream news. And I remember seeing the internal TSA training videos, Homeland Security videos we were sent. We showed them here on air. And it was all, white people are the terrorists. They will be attacking. They're the type that believe in rural rights and the Second Amendment. They want to kill you, officers. The police, you know, you've all been getting this. And now there's the public rollout, which means they're getting ready to go operational. Releasing people out of their psychiatric wards. Wound up. I always call them wind-up toys, these guys they mind control and then roll out to do a mass shooting. They even call them wind-up toys in the Bourne Legacy. I tell you, that movie. Man, that screenwriter, just is unbelievable. Because that's real, folks. Wow. Oh, but again, I mentioned this earlier. I told you this was coming. This is out of Reuters. They want to make you start having all the new cars with robots that watch you and listen to you inside the dash and a camera hooked up to the police. Toyota said this about 7 years ago, but now it's coming. And then they track you by the mile and tax you. But for your safety, you can hit a button. It's like OnStar, basically mandatory for everybody. Government Star, because I guess it is Government Motors. And they admit the FBI listens to you without warrants, but it's fine. And then it will actually shout orders or then take control of the car because they're proving, they say, as I told you they would do, the Google cars are safer. So see, you can't drive. It's public safety. But you can pay extra insurance and maybe drive for now. And all the new tech, as the CIA director told you, has stuff wired into it, watching you, tracking you. Smart meters, they now admit, interfacing with the stuff in your house, all spying on you, all criminal, all seamlessly integrated by the Fortune 100 who openly meet at Bilderberg and openly are announcing world government and that they run Al-Qaeda in the CFR magazine last week, 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's just all in your face, world government, total insanity. Dan Badondi, working as one of the radio producers and video switchers in there, did an excellent job, along with John Bound, Chris Alanese, and others. He just ran in with this. He said, yeah, it's all over the place. Look, vets feel abandoned after secret drug experiments. Oh, CNN. Now they just don't make them secret. Oh, they have a new nasal spray that wipes their conscience, and it helps them kill better, and then they give them an amnesiac. Because they admit they go to villages and kill everyone. That's been in the Ithaca Times, Fox News. They say that's a good thing. But the troops don't feel good, even though they were told it was good. Doesn't matter. They've got a cocktail of several drugs, one of them Halcyon. It's the name I can remember. It's the drug they give you where it's partial sedation, where they give it to you and rip your wisdom teeth out, and you don't even remember it. You can tell somebody on Halcyon, hey, go to your house and give me your money. It's basically like devil's breath. Oh, jump off the cliff. Yeah. My dad's a dentist. I've seen people assisting him doing wisdom teeth. I used to be a dental assistant like 20 years ago, right out of high school for a couple of years. And I've seen it. People on Halcyon don't even know who they are. Well, the troops, yeah, you just killed a bunch of people. We're going to give you three times the regular dose. And go in there. We're going to do some diagnostics. You know what they do? While they're on the Halcyon, they give them an electroshock. They have mobile field units. This will be, the NSA is going to be freaking. I've talked to two separate special forces operators who had their memories wiped after they were given Halcyon and then shocked, but then some of the technicians told them about it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing like running blue lightning across the frontal lobe of the troops. And then they're a little depressed when their IQ goes down. We'll just put you on Prozac that makes you commit suicide. Yeah. Yeah. That's how you support the troops. That's right. The government wouldn't hurt us. They wouldn't do 9/11. They just killed 4,000-plus U.S. foster children in radiation experiments. It's on the Department of Energy's website. But they wouldn't hurt us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Right through me, don't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary.
Yeah, words are very unnecessary. We know we're living in tyranny. A couple other news items here that I wanted to hit. And when I see an article like this, this is how my brain works. I remember the connections to it. Because they always come out and announce these tyrannies like it was just invented. Like, we're the first to have special forces run checkpoints in our town. You mean the first of 10,000 that have already been had it done? This is out of Dartmouth, a newspaper. Dartmouth researchers developed smart bracelets to track people's medical and brainwaves and everything. Well, yeah, and then we happen to have the backstory. Bill Gates' magic boredom measuring bracelets. They want for public school children to track their heart rate, brain rate, and everything else so teachers can know if they're paying attention. This is all part of the medicalization, mind control takeover. This guy is over researching the GMO at Monsanto he owns part of on how to engineer GMO to create gut problems. Then he dominates creating cures for the gut problems, all the gut flora problems that GMO is causing. He's also involved in weather weapons. He gets tax money, and then he runs the companies that do it. You can just look up, they just dumped a bunch of sulfur dioxide on New Mexico in one of his big studies. I mean, this is a lunatic control freak. So I thought I would just mention that. And again, U.S. testing talking cars to avoid crashes and congestion. What they are is cars that surveil you with the police, tracking you and taxing you and taking control of your car. That's where everything's moving. And now there it is in Reuters. Here's another one. Robot to throw the first pitch at Detroit Tigers game. We're not against technology. But the problem here is that it's all being backdoor engineered with Trojan horses to control us. They're now coming out with synthetic ground police robots. They'll follow orders. They'll kill unarmed people. They're coming out with autonomous drones that humans don't control, that the globalists can program. They've said at MIT and DARPA, the globalists that run our country, that this is what they want. Humans out of the equation. Bill Joy said 12 years ago, he said, owner of Sun Microsystems. He said, I was at a meeting with 200 top tech people and owners, billionaires, and we discussed, do we kill everybody? Or do we just let them kind of play games and have fun and let robots run everything? And the consensus was, we're probably just going to kill everybody. And then he quotes the Unabomber who'd been in CIA mind control. That's LA Times. Theodore Kaczynski was in the MKUltra program. This stuff's real. And he starts quoting him. That's why Kaczynski went wild and was actually in his writing saying this was all coming. I mean, this is the big enchilada. This is the big issue. Now, shifting gears, we have the executive director of Channel Austin, what has been Access Television in Austin, Linda Letowski, who I've known, I don't know, for about a decade or so, for the 40th anniversary of Access Television. And Access began in Austin, Texas. So this is important everywhere. We'll give you a few tips here on air. I started out in 1995 going and taking the classes and stuff, got on air in I guess, because I was only on other people's shows until 96 as a producer in 96. 6 months later, got a radio show. A year later, got syndicated. But I stayed still on Access till about 6-7 years ago. I'd go down there some, but 20-30 fans would show up, and so I just couldn't be there anymore. But we use it as a studio sometime. Great folks. But even though I was pretty much gone 7-8 years ago, I discovered, I'm going to talk about this first, Linda. I discovered, because she hadn't been there in years, she'd been there early on, that there was fraud going on. They were bringing in enough money to run it, but claiming they were going to shut it down, basically with operatives in government and media that wanted it gone. And I basically ran an investigation on them, recorded them, did some stuff, and we sent the director to prison. But it went a lot higher than that, but the investigation got killed because it was city run. Now, Linda, you know, came in, cleaned the whole thing up, stopped the violation of our First Amendment and all the things that were going on. It was pretty darn sorted. They're trying to get rid of it now, basically, but I wanted to advertise that if you want to go somewhere and immediately air documentaries, clips of things, do your own show, don't want to be on there, just put an image up, talk over it, get down there. Austin Access has hundreds of thousands of viewers in the aggregate. You do a show once, it'll air 10 times or so after. We take our nightly news show, and John Bound takes it down there as a producer and puts it on as a service to Austin. A huge viewership. You need to get down there because the more members it has, they try to run everybody off, but Linda helped keep it together. The plan was to, you know, basically shut it down. From our analysis, from our research, that's what it looked like was happening. But just recap for folks, how many years ago was that I hired the private investigator and stuck around and caught him?
I believe it started in 2004 and he went on trial 2006. The city audit department ran an investigation based on what you uncovered.
And they found, how many hundreds of thousands was it missing?
$352,000 he stole.
Convicted of that?
He was convicted of that, 7 years to Huntsville prison, but he only served 15 months.
Huntsville, that's an enjoyable prison in East Texas.
Exactly.
No air conditioning.
Most of the time.
Yeah, but...
It was a severe sentence for a white-collar crime. But he was not ordered to pay any restitution, even though this was funds for the community. He paid nothing in restitution.
Well, you know why? Because I mean, the word is, well, our research shows it was not just him that was involved.
That's true. The focus of the investigation was on him as that he acted alone, even though there was a lot of speculation that some board members were in on this as well.
Well, it wasn't just that. It went into the city, and that's why they killed it real quick. And then once they can say he's an ex-con, then they can try to discredit everything. But it was pretty amazing. He actually, at a telecommunications meeting, came up to me and threatened me. And I said, look what I do to the government every day, buddy. You think that's going to work? I said, now I'm coming after you. And that's when I actually pulled the trigger and really, really focused on him. I was like, you're going to threaten me?
I think without you, Alex, he never would have come down. I mean, they would never would have brought him down. And I don't believe that the city would have conducted such an in-depth investigation through the audit.
Well, I just want to say, people always think these bullies are invincible until you actually confront them. It's like Fast and Furious or anything. We just got to keep pushing. Yeah. Well, he told me. He said, I will kill you. And I said, well, go ahead and try. And I said, that's it. Now I'm going to get you.
He was an ex-Marine and a bookkeeper, and it was kind of an unusual circumstance that he was actually running the place.
But see, I use violence of InfoWar, and I told him, I said, now I'm coming after you.
And you did. I mean, you went before city council, you went before the telecommunications commission, you made it public, you brought it into the light, and I think people were, your power, or your...
Well, it's not even that. It's just the power of light on it.
You know, it was your celebrity, your notoriety, your reputation. All of those things added up to make it happen. That's.
I didn't really follow. He pled guilty, didn't he, finally?
No. I don't believe he did.
I was just going from memory.
Yeah. He showed no remorse whatsoever when he was called to testify. There was a number of us there in the courtroom. He did not ever say he was sorry. He never offered to pay anything back. He used most of the money for, like, University of Texas football tickets. He flew to all the away games. He had cable, and he bought a house, and, I mean, all sorts of stuff. So it was kind of a sad circumstance that you're operating this nonprofit corporation that's, you know, helping hundreds, if not thousands, of people in the community, and then you're stealing from it. That was just sad.
Yeah, when he came out in the hall that day, and there were even a few people behind him, and I made a big issue out of it. It was kind of like when Lionel Chetwynd, who was in the Bush administration, came in a bathroom in Hollywood where he went on the conspiracy theory show and conspiracy zone with Kevin Nealon. And he said, we're going to get you. We're going to, you know, take you out. I said, you're an idiot. People behind you just heard that. And he went, oh, I'm just joking. And his lawyers threatened me. And I said, I've got witnesses. I've got the workers from the show coming in to get us to go on TV. So they had to back off. That was pretty funny. I mean, that's what these guys do. It's like they don't understand. This goes two ways, you know.
That's right.
I guess they're just used to the general public. I wish the public wasn't like that. When someone threatens them, they just cower down to it. I immediately just run around like a chicken with my head cut off. But enough about that. The point is, we fought, you fought. That's now 8 years ago. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Or let me see, seven and a half years ago. So I was right, 7.5 years ago. Hard to believe time has moved that fast. They're using other strategies. I know Time Warner, you even recently has tried to get my shows off the air, I'm mad about things. But, I mean, you told me about that off air. You said we could talk about it, but, I mean, there's no point. Everybody should use Access all over the country. Tell people where Access is today and where some of the best spots in the country are and how easy it is to get on air.
The very best spot in the whole country is Austin, Texas. And you're right. We have the longest continually running public access channel in the universe. It's where Robert Rodriguez got started with
Rick Linklater.
Rick Linklater and Alex Jones, as well as thousands of other people. We're in the tens of thousands now of folks who've used it over 40 years. There's also Manhattan has a really strong access center, but over 60 public access stations in the state of California have closed their doors, and in Texas, Dallas closed their doors because of a lack of information in a federal law. So basically, there's no more support for operations any longer that the public access, the nonprofit.
And to be clear, if the cable was given a monopoly in the past,
right,
a few cents out of the bill would go to give citizens an electronic soapbox.
Exactly. And it's true.
And C-SPAN came out of that so much more. That's all going the way of the Goonie Bird.
Because of AT&T. They did not, when they decided to go into the video service, they did not want to have to go and negotiate with each individual municipality.
And without making you enemies, I mean, even recently, they're like, we don't like that. You know, he's got a show already, and it's commercial that he's on Access. Well, yeah, but it's my show. We cut out the ads. My information on Access.
That's right.
But, I mean, the point is, all over the country, they don't want me on.
It's the thing about public access that's so critical is, one, it's not mainstream media. You have the First Amendment right to free speech, Alex, and you should be able to say whatever you want. As long as you don't break any federal, state, or local
law. As long as you don't have a call to action to kill somebody, or if you say, hey, you know, come by my car at this address.
Exactly. Or you don't libel or slander anyone that's proven. Or you don't put anything obscene on the
air. And that has to be adjudicated other than the obscene, because we have standards for that.
Yeah.
Let's expand on that then. Tell us the number, the phone number, how easy it is to go down there and get a producer license.
The very best way is to go to our website, which is channelaustin.org. You can sign up as a user and then come to our intro session, which is an orientation we have every Monday night at 7 p.m., except holidays, and now the first Saturday of every month at 11 a.m. It lasts about an hour, and then you can learn everything you need to know about how to take the training, how to get certified in the use of millions of dollars worth of equipment you can use absolutely free of charge and borrow it as long as you put the content on the air first, and then you could do it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I want all the Austin Info Warriors to go down there, because they're going to try to shut it down next year. We need to get a bunch of new blood in there, because that's what's kept it alive. And again, I wish that, I know Rick Linkletter is a great guy. Rodriguez is, I guess, an okay guy. Doesn't like me too much. But the point is, you know, folks like that, I think they should come to the support of Access, because it helped give them a launch pad. What about other people that need a launch pad? But not just a launch pad for media, for free speech. Everybody should use this 40-year venue.
Exactly.
But I think it's funny that the year that the city's trying to shut it down is the year it turns 40.
Yeah.
And there's some kind of magic about that. People aren't going to want to shut it down.
That's correct. It's unfortunate, because all these years everyone said, oh, taxpayer dollars are going for these crazy people on this channel. Why do my taxpayer dollars have to pay for this? And all these years that was absolutely not true. Now we have to focus on how we can have sustainable funding to stay alive, to at least have folks there to help you out, to offer classes, and to bring in other nonprofits that need a platform. Have access to a hyper-local distribution on the channel. So we always see it as something that's about your community, by your community, and for your community.
Sure, and most people that are trying to put stuff on YouTube, they're getting a few thousand views.
Right.
I remember more than a decade ago, they actually did a Time Warner thing. I saw it in the Chronicle, and it was showing numbers. And the one reason they were getting upset about my show that I was doing...
Huge numbers.
Because I had a radio, and I was talking about the Access show as well. It had sometimes over 100,000 viewers. And in Austin, that was really freaking people out. And that was kind of in the heyday of Access. But it still has a big audience, because people are surfing through. And if it's, some preacher with bad audio, people just go right through. But if you're there talking about issues, you can. There's all sorts of Access facilities around the country.
Yeah.
You can shoot the video at home, edit it at home. Just go play it there, because it's a venue to reach people that aren't getting their news online. But it's also a way to breathe life into Access television.
Exactly. And we also now we stream 24/7. So it's not just your local community, but an international community. And the thing about you, Alex, is to try and prove a point, you were on in Lakeway. On a cable, on Time Warner Cable in Lakeway. When they took away public access, the channels in Lakeway, we had 200 phone calls in the first hour that your show did not air that day. And so that gives, to receive that many phone calls flooding the lines is unbelievable. That's when we knew that people were watching public access, because of your show and the fact that they took it off the air.
Yeah, and that's just a tiny community outside Austin.
Tiny.
Access used to go into a bunch of communities around us. But it's just in Austin now, but Austin's gotten so much bigger. So it's still a huge audience.
That's correct.
Well, so tell us, what's the numbers? What's the scoop? 40 years, they're shutting them down everywhere. Just having a constituency is what keeps them on. What else can we do to keep Austin Access and others on?
We have a lot of events planned for this year that in Austin. So for your listeners, the folks in Austin, we definitely need support there. For nationally, we need support from both sides of the aisle to support what's called the CAP Act, which is the Community Access Preservation Act, which we have a bunch of Democrats who have put forward the bill, sponsored the bill, but we only have one.
An occasional good thing they've done. That's good.
That's correct. But it would change three words in a federal law that would allow for operation funds. So let me just give you an idea in Austin, Texas. There is $1.2 to $1.8 $1 million a year available through the video providers for use for capital expenditures, but zero for operations. So if three words in the national law was changed to read any funds could be used for any purpose, then we would have absolutely the money needed, as would every other access station in the country.
Well, I think access, if they have to, you've done a lot of things trying to open it up, getting the streaming on the web, a lot of other community partnership. You tried to get those so-called low-watt FMs when the court was saying, hey, you can't have community radio.
Yes.
They said, okay, we'll give out some little licenses, but they never really gave those out.
That's correct.
Imagine if you guys had a 100-watt FM for real community radio as well.
And we are looking at that, actually. Prometheus Radio is saying that they're out of Philadelphia, and they help nonprofit organizations raise the antenna. And they are supposed to be releasing some more low-powered licenses.
But instead, they gave them all as repeaters to yeah. commercial stations.
That's true. But there are a few left in our zip code.
Yeah.
So we are looking at that.
And again, I'm not against commercial stations getting a, you know, they're an AM, getting an FM, but those were slotted for community stations.
That's correct.
My problem is they'll end up just being communist stations. Most community ones turn out to be just communist Ford Foundation stations. What we need is real access radio stations where it's whoever. I mean, that's what we need is whoever. And you watch, those stations will dominate. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Our guest, and we're talking about, well, my roots, where I came from, Access Television, incredible venue. And even if you're in a small town, there's maybe 5,000 subscribers. Let me tell you, if you've got energy, I see so many people who even have radio shows. They'll go to an Access show. They go, oh, it's just Access. They have low energy. you get out of something what you give. And I'm telling you, Access Television is an amazing venue. Use it today. Again, give us the website and the phone number if people want to go get involved.
It's channelaustin.org, and our phone number is 512-478-8600. My extension is 18, and you're welcome to call me.
What we need is hundreds of people to come down there, sign up, and well, you can just pay a basic fee and then submit your stuff or take a few classes that are a few nights and then get the equipment, use the computers. You want to talk about getting in media? So many parents are spending $100,000 to send their kids to UT.
Exactly.
And then you get out, you're not getting an RTF job probably. Okay? You're not, I mean, you've got a snowball's chance at you know where. But I'm telling you, if you want to get into newspapers, get a job in a newspaper. You want to get into TV, get a job, you know, go to an Access show. You want a radio show, go volunteer. Or go pay for an hour if you think you've got it. And they'll start saying, oh, we'll pay you. I mean, let me tell you, they're looking for talent. And the message of liberty is popular. So the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, and here I am 17 years later. Folks, don't forget, we printed 70,000 of these, 50,000 at the streets of Austin, 20,000 were to be shipped out at cost if you buy them at InfoWarsShop.com, the new InfoWars magazine. Guess what? We already sold out 20,000 copies in less than a day. We're reprinting more today. 20,000, one day, bam. Available, InfoWarsShop.com. .com in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, InfoWarsShop.com. And lastly, on that point, you can also call 888-253-3139. You can get a free copy by signing up right now. We're going to send it out 10 minutes after the show today, and a few days later in case you didn't sign up. But we're going to send it out in about 10-15 minutes from now, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just put your email address in and a digital copy with a lot of exclusive content and key stories. Boom. Incredible graphics right to you to then send to your email list, InfoWars.com/newsletter right now. Lynn Letowski, any closing comments? I know you're going to interview me real quick after the show for a documentary you're making. Tell us about that.
Documentary is called Access This with an Attitude. It's all about the history of public access in Austin since 1973, and includes folks like you who got started there, who gave us amazing stories about our community and had a voice in free speech.
Now, tell us briefly, what is the time frame? I mean, it's going to start shutting down, what, about 6-8 months if you don't get support and funds?
Actually, we have about a year left, and then we're under a contract with the city that's year by year. So this next year, from October through September, we're probably okay. After that, it's very bleak.
So what if you got a couple thousand members paying their $100-something a year without help?
Yeah, that would help tremendously. It's to show that we are relevant and valuable to our community. It would help tremendously.
Well, it's just such a zombie culture where everybody's running around trying to be trendy. People will come here for South by Southwest to be ripped off. The whole thing's a giant scam. Not against it. It's just the whole thing is a big joke. It's like selling dreams. They get here. Bands pay to play to 200 people. The record companies already have their people here playing. It's not what it was 15 years ago. You pay all this money, and then nothing happens. Meanwhile, there's a place with thousands of viewers every hour just waiting for you. Just waiting for you to go put your music videos on. I mean, again, it's this zombie culture where people just don't know where the real opportunities are.
You're right. Thank you.
All right, Linda, we're going to end this transmission right here. Go do that interview with you. Folks, we've got to pray for our veterans, because even though these wars are evil, they're being used up and having drugs tested on. Their suicides are off the chart. I covered that earlier. Going to do a report on the Nightly News. More on that. You're going to see hosting part of the Nightly News tonight, Jakari Jackson, one of our new reporters. And tomorrow night, I'm going to interview Dan Bedondi. We couldn't do it without you. I love you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.